the dogma of self-love. This term, along with self-care, is the current call that has been echoed by everyone in the wellness world. And maybe in an ideal world, there is some truth to it. But mostly, I think it's bullshit. I'm not dismissing it, nor am I saying that it isn't important. I am saying that this term is unrealistic and it's setting the majority of people up to fail. I know that you might have just gasped at that thought. But let me start by saying that if 8 out of 10 women aren't happy with how they look in the mirror, and they've gone through their entire life not liking what they see in the mirror, how can they love themselves wholeheartedly within an instant? Self-care? I am a working, busy mother of two, and gone are the days where weekends and weeknights were just free and easy and I could do whatever I wanted. We need to be realistic about it. The most self-loving and caring act that we can do for ourselves is try to be connected and grounded as much as possible in those busy moments. Feel your feet on the floor. Make a ritual out of the mundane. And smile as you watch that green light turn red when you're late for that drop-off or pick-up. Enjoy a bath, a facial or a massage whenever you can. But make the mundane the most spiritual, most self-nurturing practice that you can gift yourself. We are surrounded by a world where we've been brought up to believe that in order to be beautiful, we must look a certain way, be a certain colour, or be a certain size, a certain gender, whatever. Multi-billion dollar companies make money off the insecurities of people. The trauma that our bodies are holding on to because 1 in 3 people have been abused either sexually or physically. And that's just the ones that we know about. Most people remain silent and keeping their trauma trapped inside of them. Brought up with sayings such as, like a girl, my body, my experience, my trauma, my soul contract, my past, not my future. Feeling like I've been dragged through the wilderness, being so young, yet feeling like I've lived 1,000 lives. The darkness, the pain, the illness, the abuse, the doubt, the self-loathing, the comparison, battered, bruised, scared, the scars you can't see, the what if, the dream, the light. Gifted with a will so strong, yes, unwavering, but the dedication, desire, and the dream that I know I was here for a reason. More than my past and my present. And more than just some ego-driven desire for greatness. Yet for all the hope, all the attention, all the love, all the compliments, and all the recognition I've received throughout my life, nothing was able to shift the fact that I was unable to love myself as I was. Self-love is too far away. It's like telling a homeless person that they're the next Richard Branson. It feels like an unachievable goal. What if we started with self-acceptance and self-responsibility? Look in the mirror and begin to look into your eyes and say, I love you. I love you. when you catch yourself thinking something unloving towards yourself, love yourself for that too. Put post-it notes with how you want to feel and who you want to become on your mirror and let them start with I am. Accept yourself for as you are. If you are loud, love that. If you are quiet, love that. If you're funny, love that. If you're serious, love that. Never apologize for who you are. Accept that no one else but you can change your state or your story. Take responsibility for that. There are things that may have happened in your life that forced you to think or be a certain way, and that was out of your control. But it's your responsibility to shift it and rewrite the relationship you have with it now. Don't let it shape your present or your future. Be gentle on yourself. Listen to music that makes you feel good. Caress your body like you're your own lover. Eat with love and never with guilt. Speak with kindness in your heart, and when you don't, love that too. Forget about self-love and self-care. Start with self-acceptance and self-responsibility. I invite you now to grab your headphones or don't. But I invite you to press play on the music clip below and just close your eyes and breathe and feel love in your heart and let it grow and let it spread throughout your body and just take 5 minutes just to be. Lots of love, Renee.